Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Welcome to Worship Online with First United Methodist of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. My name is Lindsay Hall, and I'm one of the clergy that serves at this congregation. I'm glad that you're worshiping with us this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and we can be glad in it because God is good. Amen. God is up to wonderful things at our congregation, and I would encourage you to check out what God is up to by visiting our church website at www.brightonfumc.org. Take a moment after worship today to check out our website and see the different things and ministries we have going on. Make sure and check out our children's and student ministries page, where you can see that we're having Splash Night on Wednesday, August 18th from 6 to 7 p.m. It's an opportunity to invite and encourage kids to come out with their parents to our Brighton campus, enjoy some water balloons and slip and slides, and have a great time. Also, check out some great mission things we have going on, and of course, love to have you a part of worship. So I'd also encourage you, while you're on our page, to go ahead and sign in and record your attendance with us through our connection card. You can find that online. We love to help you get better connected to the life of the church, and that connection card is one meaningful way to do that. Well, I'm glad that you're here in worship. Some great things are ahead. And now, as we continue our time of worship, I'd invite you to join us in a song of praise.
1, 2, 3. I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. So glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Amen.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of power and might, watch over us. Help us to be kind. Help us to be loving. Raise us above the conditions of our world so that we can bring your kingdom to life on earth. In your name we pray. Amen.
Should
Lord, I feel discouraged. Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? Well, Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy.
Our Bible reading today is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of us has received.
Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, and the one who calls us to be a good sport. Amen. While I'm standing here in front of our Vacation Bible School train, We had a wonderful week this week. We had kids all throughout the sanctuary, all throughout the church, outside, inside, doing all kinds of wonderful games, crafts, listening to biblical stories, and just learning a whole lot about what it means to love God and to grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. It was an exciting week for us. We have been on the Rocky Railroad all week, and it's been amazing. It's been wonderful to see the kids' faces light up as we sing songs and do all kinds of dance moves and dance motions to the music. It has been a wonderful week here at the church, and we hope that you've been able to see some of the pictures online. Some of the photographs, they do the best we can to capture the stories and the experiences that some of our kids had here at the church over the course of this last week. We are celebrating. We are so excited that we have had a successful week. The kids were all happy, safe, volunteers. We had about 80 kids, which was the maximum number of kids that we capped the registration at 80 this year. And we also had about 60 volunteers doing various things for the church. And we can't thank you enough. If you are one of those volunteers, thank you for making this week so special for the children who decided to make this their spiritual home this week. As we continue our sermon series about the Olympics, I wanted to start by telling you a story. When I was a kid, I played baseball, and we were playing in the championship game, and I believe it was like the 11-12 age range in terms of this particular league I was playing in. We had had a wonderful season, and we were sort of neck and neck with this team that we were playing with in the championship. The game was into the last inning. It was we were up to bat, and we were down by one run. And I remember the first base runner that we had, the first batter got on base, and they were on second base, and a friend of mine got up to hit, and they swung the bat, and they drove the ball out into the outfield, and the runner on second base started running to third and rounded the corner and started coming home, and the outfielder fielded the ball, came up with the ball, threw it all the way home, and the runner slid in. And it was clear to us, we were on the third base side, so we had a wonderful vantage point about the ball coming in from the outfield. The catcher took it, tagged the runner, but the runner was clearly safe. My friend, my teammate was clearly in, which is why it was so shocking when the umpire went up with his right hand and said, "Out!" And everybody on our team was just stunned, silent, and I'm sure there was some chirping. I don't remember what was said, but we were just in shock. Like, how could the umpire blow this call in such an important moment of the game? And at that point, there were two outs, but the guy who had hit it out into the outfield was now standing on second base, and my friend Nick got up. And the pitcher pitched it to him, and he hit the ball again to the outfield, and it was a base hit, and the runner on second base was able to come around third base and head into the home plate. And once again, and this time it was even more obvious that the runner who is sliding into home plate had beaten the throw. And yet the catcher caught the ball after the runner had tagged home plate and put the mitt down on our teammate, Terry. And once again, a second time, the umpire called my friend out. At that point, the game was over. And honestly, there was a part of us all standing there in the dugout that just felt crushed. I mean, we had competed, we had played incredibly hard, and frankly, we deserved to win the game. It was one of my first experiences, like, really losing something that I really wanted to win. I mean, I wanted the championship, I wanted first place, I wanted a trophy, I wanted the accolades, I wanted to succeed, and a lot of American culture is built on who gets first place, who gets the scholarship, who gets in and who's left out, who stands on the podium and who gets excluded. And we've been talking about the Olympics, and so much about the Olympics is who's gold, silver, bronze, how many medals does each country have? How well did you do in your individual event? Did you represent your country? And there's so much pressure heaped up on getting first place. Not first place in some tiny, you know, youth and children's softball or baseball league. But are you the fastest 100-meter runner in the entire world? Can you high jump anywhere higher than anybody else in the world? Are you capable of swimming faster than anybody else in the world? Are you capable of throwing a javelin further than anybody else in the world? Are you the best at any given sport of anybody in the rest of the world? Sometimes that question and those competitions lead to some terrible instances of sportsmanship, people cheating or taking advantage or cutting corners to achieve those great results. I think sometimes the desire to be first place causes us to compromise our values. We fall short. We make mistakes or cut corners to try to get ahead of the competition. I think that's what makes this story of what happened this year at the Olympics so extraordinary. There were two high jumpers, one from Qatar and the other from Italy, who were both competing at the highest level in their game. They were standouts as high jumpers in the Olympics this last year, and this just happened a few days ago. And they continued to do jump-offs one after the other as they each tried to outdo each other to jump just a couple of millimeters, centimeters higher than their competition. They got to 2.37 meters. Both of them had gotten that high, which if you're kind of figuring out, it's about 7 feet high, so taller than me. They were able to jump with their legs, get their back and their body and arch sort of over and lift their feet up over the last part of the bar and get over 2.37 meters, which is, you know, a little around 7 feet. They were both able to do that. And then they tried 2.39 meters, both of them, one after the other. They ran up to the high jump, and neither of them were able to clear the bar. And so a referee came over and said, "Gentlemen, you both finished tied for first place. Would you like to do a jump off?" And these two men looked at each other. And if you don't know the backstory of this whole situation, both of them were overcoming significant injury and had to work incredibly hard in the first place just to make their way back into the sport. And they looked at each other, and instead of deciding to do a jump off to figure out who was first and who was second, who got the gold and who got the silver, they decided to do something that, at least to my knowledge and in my experience, I have never seen before in the Olympics. They asked the referee if it would be okay if they both shared the gold medal. Sure enough, the referee said that's well within the rules, which I had no idea, and so they agreed to split the gold medal. It was an incredible, incredible thing to witness. The Italian high jumper jumped all around the inner part of the track. He was jumping up and down and celebrating, and finally falls on the ground and tears are streaming down his face. And the high jumper from Qatar went over to his friends and family and embraced them in the crowd and just was overwhelmed with joy because they had competed at the highest level and they didn't feel any need to distinguish themselves 1A and 1B. They decided that they were simply going to split first place. Now, some of us remember what this was like if we were University of Michigan fans in 1997 and we split with Nebraska. Don't tell Pastor Lindsay, and she knows the history, I'm sure, that I'm talking about this. But Michigan and Nebraska split the national championship before ever there was a playoff. But what really was amazing about these particular athletes is in that moment when they looked at each other, they both were so excited that the two of them had together achieved this incredible feat of jumping 2.37 meters off the ground and completely clearing the bar, that they wanted to share that experience with each other. It wasn't as important to win or beat the other person as it was to simply celebrate how far they had come. They were filled with teamwork and camaraderie. And on the medal platform, they both stood up there together, and in one of the most incredible examples of sportsmanship that I've ever seen in my life, they each took one another's gold medals and placed them on their opponent's head, receiving the same gesture themselves. So much of the Olympics, as I've said, are about who wins and who loses, who goes home happy and who goes home disappointed. But maybe there's another way. I don't know about you, but board games have been a huge part of my family's life growing up. We love playing games like Monopoly, where if you run out of money and all of your properties are mortgaged, you're done. When you land on Boardwalk and have to pay $2,000, you lose. That's the end of your game. And while the rest of your family or whatever continue to play the game of Monopoly to identify the one winner, the one person who holds the most deeds at the end of the game is the winner. But a new board game company came out a couple of years ago called Peaceable Kingdom, and all of their games, every one that they create, is about teamwork, is about each person doing their part and bringing their unique gifts and abilities to that particular game. And what I love about these games that Peaceable Kingdoms makes is that you either win or lose as a group. There's nobody who distinguishes themselves against all of the other players. Now, I'm here to tell you that in life, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Sometimes you get a medal around your neck and sometimes you don't. And that's why I told that story about our baseball championship game, because I'm here to tell you I learned far more about life and the challenges that I would face later in my life because I lost that baseball championship game. Because I'll never forget, our coach, Coach Potter, pulled us out into the outfield, out in left field, and he gave us a speech as we were all sort of kneeling on one knee, taking in everything he had to say because we were devastated. And he said, you know, guys, we were the Mariners, you know, Mariners, you guys left it all on the field, and I can't tell you how proud I am of the way you played this game. And we deserve to win. But I'm here to tell you as an adult, as a man, that as you go through your life, there are going to be things that happen to you that are incredibly unfair, that are unjust, experiences that make you want to shout out at an umpire. But I'm proud of you not only because you left it all out on the field, but at the end of the game, you didn't complain or argue with the umpire. And as much as this loss hurts, you all are champions in my book. I'm here to tell you that I believe those two high jumpers were champions, the high jumper from Qatar and the high jumper from Italy. Incredible examples of sportsmanship, a lesson for all of us on what the Olympics can be all about, modeling what it means to win together.
Yeah. morning, will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanks in our hearts and praise on our lips. We call you Abba, Father, glorious God, our Savior, our blessed Redeemer. You are our healer, our comforter, our light in the night. You created us out of love to be love. It is your strength that gives us strength. You call us your children, and we are honored. God, we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our lives. Your grace surrounds us, in this building and out in the world. We feel your presence, your Holy Spirit weaving gently amongst us. With the gentleness of a breeze, you touch the Spirit within us and call it blessed. Even in the moments when we wander off the path you have laid for us, you forgive us and lead us gently back into the right direction. You pick us up when we fall. You are there when we mourn, and you are there when we celebrate. It is this unfailing love that binds us together. We do not do this life alone, but with each other. As you have picked us up, it is on us to pick up others. As you have welcomed us, so we must welcome others. You have called us sincerely to love each other as love conquers all things. You have given us gifts and called us to use them. God, you know the struggles this world is facing, the things that separate us from you. You know the illnesses that leave us weary and despairing. You know the sadness we experience when we see poverty and disasters occurring across the world. We beseech you, God, bring our team close together so that we may be of comfort to the sick and the weary. Bring us together to spread our gifts among the impoverished and downtrodden. Strengthen those with strong shoulders so they may help carry the burdens of others. There is no greater team than the one that has you as its leader. It is through you that we can do all things. God, we have many prayers and many words of thanksgiving. Hear us now as we share them with you. And as always, God, you gave us the greatest gift of all in your Son, Jesus Christ. It is because of him that we pray this prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Church, I would invite you to hold in your prayers Mary Richmond and Karen Wagg as they are receiving these beautiful prayer quilts behind me. Please join me in a time of prayer. Oh, Holy Father, we give you thanks for Mary and we give you thanks for Karen. And we pray, God, that you might surround them with your love and your grace. Where healing and wholeness is needed, where peace and comfort is needed, God, we pray that you might provide that for these women. I thank you for the beautiful quilts that have been prepared for them. May they be wrapped in them, but to be reminded of God's arms that wrap them and hold them in loving care. And may they be reminded of a congregation that loves them and prays for them and is wishing them well at this time. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your love that never ends. And we lift up Mary and Karen to you this day. In Christ's name we pray, amen. From our Faith We Sing songbook that we have at our Brighton campus, there's a wonderful song called The Servant Song. It's number 2222. The first lyric of this song goes like this. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. As servants of Jesus Christ, we are called to be a part of the mission and the ministry that God is doing in this world, As this song sings, we're called to be servants in this world. There's so many opportunities to serve God by calling and checking in on our neighbors, by writing caring cards, by joining a mission project, a mission team that's happening in our church. There's so many ways to serve God. We can serve God by joining the music ministry here at this church, or by serving in things like Vacation Bible School that we had this past week at our Brighton campus. You can serve God by teaching Sunday school. You can serve God also by sharing of your tithes and your offerings, by sharing of your generosity. So at this time, I would invite you to share of your financial generosity to God through our local congregation here. I'd invite you to share by going online and giving electronically, maybe by mailing your offering into the church office, or stopping by our Brighton campus during the weekday and sharing your offering in that way. However you choose to serve, thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for sharing that with God through the church. May we continue to be servants of Jesus Christ, making an impact on this world. As the lyrics say, brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. May we seek to be servants of God this day, always giving from generous hearts. Amen.
For joining us in worship this week. We hope that the service was an inspiration to you and your family. As we close our time together, I just want to share with you, in a couple of weeks, we have a special splash night, which will be filled with activities, water balloons, slip and slides, everything you can imagine for children to come and youth to come to enjoy some wonderful time of fellowship here at the church. We encourage you to come in a bathing suit, ready to enjoy some time outside together with all of the water, games, and everything. Water balloons, slip and slides. We can't wait for it. We hope that you'll join us. In addition to that, in a couple of weeks, our fellowship committee has planned a trip to go see a Lansing Lugnuts game. If you're interested in signing up for that, we encourage you to call the church office and let us know that you're coming. We'd love to get you in touch with the folks who are coordinating that trip. As you depart from this place, as you end your Sunday morning with us together this day, I pray that you would go with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go loving and serving the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.